You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
It does appear that there is some divergence between the various models regarding rainfall totals across the Corn Belt in the next several days.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's quite a frustrating comment. Indeed, it's true. The key is really all about the tropics right now, believe it or not. Our weather is going to be largely influenced by what's going on outside of the country. There's a tropical disturbance that's down in the Caribbean that's being closely monitored. It may turn out to be a tropical cyclone a little bit later this week or into the weekend, a tropical storm or maybe a tropical depression. And it will come up through the Bahamas, perhaps, and then maybe off the waters east of the United States. But the point of this is that if it does indeed move into that area and is a significant storm, we could see a ridge of high pressure build up across the Midwest and further minimize the potential for rainfall. And we could go into another full week worth of dry and warm weather. So that would be an unwelcome event for those areas that are still suffering from chronic dryness. And there is a large part of the Midwest that's still in that mode. There's other models, though, that suggest this event isn't going to turn into a significant tropical cyclone, and it's going to end up moving off to the east and not have an influence on the U.S. And if that's the case, then we should see a frontal boundary move across the heart of the Midwest as we go into the next week that should offer some scattered showers and thunderstorms. So the bottom line, our official forecast at this point in time, is that we will see some showers occur this weekend across the Great Lakes region. As a cool front comes down from Canada, it'll produce upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch of rain. It becomes stationary front across the northern areas and then move back to the north as we move towards early next week. And some areas in northern Illinois and portions of Wisconsin, northeastern Iowa, and Minnesota could see some moderate amounts of rain as the front goes back to the north. Everybody else, though, that I haven't mentioned, will probably be mostly dry as we go through the next 5 to 7 days. And a little later next week, we'll see a cool front come in from the western part of the U.S. that will scatter some showers and thunderstorms throughout the western Corn Belt, and then it's a bit debatable as to how much rain will occur in the lower eastern parts of the region. My guess at this point is most of the Corn Belt will probably see a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain next week. It's not heavy rain, obviously, and we will continue to keep warmer-than-usual temperatures.
Ah, there was a key, warmer-than-usual temperatures.
Indeed, and we'll probably see 80 and 90 degree temperatures back across a big part of the region. Most of those 90s will be from parts of Iowa and Nebraska into Kansas, Missouri, and western and southern Illinois, and down into the Delta. Areas further to the east will be mostly in the 80s.
What else should we be concerned about?
I think for the most part, in the North American continent, we don't have to worry about too much right now. Certainly in areas overseas, we're continuing to watch some dryness that's occurring in Australia and South Africa and Argentina, all three wheat-producing areas hurting for moisture right now. And there is a significant need for precipitation. Perhaps as we go through the second half of this month, Argentina will get a little bit better, but both South Africa and Australia will stay very dry.
Thank you, Drew.
Have a good day.
That's Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.